I'd like to thank our second reader, Ann Jacobson, today. Make it through the reading without crying, because her Packers lost yesterday, so you did very well. We hear in our first reading for most of the entire year, always in our Catholic faith, from the book of the Bible called the Old Testament. Now, Old Testament can be difficult at times because it doesn't translate as well. And so there are things that in the past, and you have to have an understanding of that time period and how it affects us today. But the Old Testament is also filled with great stories and great lessons for us. What I have found out about the Old Testament as I got older is it's really great on human psychology and human behavior. What I have found out, everything we're going through as a world can be found exactly people responding in the Old Testament. Everything can be found there. And so that's what makes the Old Testament a great lesson. And today, we got a great story, if you like stories. We hear from the book of Jonah. Jonah follows God. And one of the things is that the Assyrians, who are nearby, are people that are violent, oppressive, and very mean-spirited, and in fact, they have no love for the Israelites. The Israelites feel about the same with them. Jonah, who works with God, is approached by God and said, I'd like you to go through the city of Nineveh, and there, what I'd like you to do is to be able to preach my message. Jonah goes, you know what the city's filled with, don't you, Lord? Assyrians. You can't be serious. And God goes, no, I am. And so Scripture tells us in the story that Jonah flees God. In fact, he gets on a boat to get far away from God and everyone else there. And there the storm hits. And the sailors are all worried and trying to figure out why all this bad luck is happening. And they finally figure out, Jonah, you're the bad luck. And they throw him off the boat in the middle of the ocean. And in it, we know the story of a big fish that swallows him up. And he's in that fish to the belly for 3 days. Finally, the whale spits him out on shore. And reluctantly, with poor body language and just being really unhappy, he decides to go to the city. And there he begins to preach. And doggone it, wouldn't you know that the Assyrians heard him and changed their lives? In fact, the king goes, everyone, wear sackcloth. We're changing things. Even put sackcloth on the animals. That's how serious we are in hearing this message from God. And Jonah is mad. He is so upset that these people are no longer enemies, but they've turned to God. And this is what he tells God, kill me now. Kill me now. Because I don't want to see my enemies rejoicing in front of me and having good things because I am filled with hate for them. And he asks God, kill me. That's the story. And the thing is, the story is not written in a way that we're familiar with dualism. Good, bad, right, wrong, just, evil. It's not written that way. In fact, the whole story is scrambled. First of all, the one who's supposed to be following God and doing what God wants flees. He disobeys God. He says, I don't want anything. I'm going in the opposite direction. The pagan heathen sailors are the ones that pray on the boat when the storm hits, while Jonah just sleeps there and doesn't care. And the Assyrians, who are so hated and enemies and bad, violent people, are the ones that turn their lives around and decide to follow God. Yeah. Nobody behaves the way we expect. The people we would think would be good aren't. And those we think are bad change their lives around. And I think that's how life can be sometimes if we allow that to happen. Have you ever felt like Jonah, where you couldn't forgive someone? Something has happened to you, and you find it really difficult to forgive people? That happens to all of us. And in that, we get upset if anything good happens. If they win an award, if they get blessed, somehow people say good things about them, and deep down inside, we get angry. And we say, how dare, if they really knew how these people were, why would God allow any blessing to come upon them? I still despise them. It's almost like we drink the poison of not forgiving and we expect other people to die, is the old saying. And that's what happens. And I think what the story is teaching us is that forgiveness can be hard, even with people we've learned over time to despise and even hate. That sometimes forgiveness is a daily commitment. That's why I compare it to marriage. Marriage is a daily commitment. And I need to let you know, those of you who are married, even though I'm a celibate, I'm going to speak some wisdom to you, all right? You don't always feel in love with the person you're committed to. But you still choose to do good things. I am so upset with you, but I'm still going to iron your underwear. I am not happy about it, but I'm going to make the whole family pancakes for breakfast still. But I am not happy. I just want you to know. So sometimes, both in simple and serious ways, we have to say, I choose to love. And forgiveness is the same way. It's a daily commitment. If you think that you're just going to pray one or just stand there and go, God, give me the ability to forgive them, and then when you say 10 prayers in a row, it's going to be answered. That's not real life, people. Maybe you have been given the gift of forgiveness. You should thank God for that. But for the rest of us, it's a daily commitment, and some days you're not going to feel it, but it's a choice that you make. And rather than despise and be like Jonah, kill me now, Lord, I'd rather not see these people rejoicing, because right now my heart is not very loving towards them. That's not what God wants. And that happens because we label and divide people. Here's what the scripture is asking for us today, to be non-dual awareness. Non-dual awareness. Good, bad, right, wrong, just, evil, us, them. And this story destroys any of those feelings that you and I have. When we, through our biases and labeling people, we say, this is all you're capable of. I've labeled you. I've told you this is who you are. And you cannot leave what I've told you you are. Because I don't expect anything else from you. And we do that often because our society is very good at doing that. And I think we all struggle with that. Because we feel we need to know right and wrong. And we tell people they're right or wrong. And God is saying, that's not how I want you to live. And that's hard. Especially when you and I have already decided certain people, certain groups are that way. And they're not going to change. You see, the Old Testament does speak today, doesn't it? Because there's so many people who've labeled and through their biases said, this is who you are. And I wish I would rather be dead than see you change your life and do anything good. That's happening. And you thought the Old Testament was a waste of time. There's that and many other stories as well. So today I ask you, can you forgive in a way that you make that daily commitment if you're having a hard time? Can you choose to be forgiving for that day and every day you wake up? Can you honestly strive to be happy or at least understanding when good things happen to people that you despise and I despise? That's the challenge. And second of all, to be non-dual aware that our biases and our labeling of people are never good. And you can't be an authentic lover of God if you use that to judge people. When God says, love your enemies. I think he means it.